Hi everyone, it's Tom Panos. I've got with me Michael Coombs. Now this guy here has just written $2.3 million for the financial year 2013-2014. Hi Michael.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so the first thing I want to do is on camera is apologise. I kept you waiting for 30 minutes.
That's all right.
Okay, so we're all on track. But you know what, he said something really interesting. He said that it makes no difference because I've got my phone with me. And I think that's a real important thing to understand. When you've got your mobile with you, you are at work, whether you're in the office, in a car, at a cafe. That's one of the great things about real estate. But I want to start off with Michael. Just before he came on camera, you just said something interesting. You were at 150 GCI.
Then when I first started, yeah.
First started, 150. So here's the great news. If you're someone that's sitting on 150 GCI, you were like him. You were exactly like him. Today, he wrote $2.3 million. How many years later is that?
5 years later.
5 years later. So what did it go? It went 150 to what?
Pretty much doubled every year. So it went 150 to 300 to 600 to 1.2 and then 2.3.
Okay. So nice, sustainable growth, every year going up. At that rate, you want to have like what do you want to do, 2.5, 2.6 or 3?
I guess we'll have to see what Peter Chauncey did, as well, and a few other operators. And I caught up with one of my trainers the other day, and we're aiming for 3, and they're sort of trying to set it higher now. So 3.5 is the stretch.
3.5?
Yeah, and 3 would be sort of the minimum I'm aiming for.
Okay, and Peter Chauncey did 3.5, or thereabouts,
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, so can we have your background to real estate? How old are you?
36.
Okay. The 1 minute summary, you got into real estate, you did your HSC?
I did my HSC, then I did landscaping for a while. I got offered a job with David Howe, who's probably one of the most humble and best agents in McGrath, in my opinion. I worked with him for 2 or 3 years, left the industry for a while, came back and worked with a little boutique agency in Mossman. And then I went back to McGrath about a bit over 5 years ago. That's sort of my background.
Okay, and you're at McGrath in Mossman?
In Mossman, yeah.
Okay, let me ask, what does your current team look like? Like, how many PAs have you got and what do they do?
Yeah, I've got a pretty great team around me. I think that's the key thing as well. I've in the past had some great staff, which has been amazing, and now I think I've got the team to take it to the next level. I've got 3. I've got a lovely lady, Megan Moore, who's been with me for over a year. She does all the admin, all the marketing. Spends most of the time in the office, helps out with opens. I have John Melville, who's my young guru, who I think will be a great agent over time, and he's on the phone doing a lot of the prospecting, generating business for us, doing a lot of the callbacks. And then I have Angela Kalouris, who has just joined me. She's amazing too. She comes into all my listing presentations. I find it's good having male-female. And she was an EA in her past role for another company, so she's very good at organising. She manages a team. Pretty much runs me, to be honest.
Okay, so how long have you had the team of 3?
I've had a team of 3 for a bit, about sort of with different staff for about a year and a half, 2 years. Right. And I've had the team now, 4 including me, for just under a year.
Okay, so let me ask you a little bit about how do you get your business? How do you get your listings?
I'm big on prospecting. I guess where I got to today, it's all been the hard work. It's all been doing some door knocking, prospecting, on the phones, chasing every lead, usually up against agents who have been in the industry for 20 or 30 years. But most of my business will come from prospecting. I allocate certain time every day to do prospecting.
How much time do you allocate to this
prospecting? Well, now I've got John on team. He's prospecting the whole time, so it allows me to run. I mean, I'm running about 15 listings at the moment, and a lot of high-end stuff. It takes up a bit more time. But I try and do at least 2 hours a day.
You do 2 hours a day, and John, your prospector?
John would probably do anywhere from 4 to 6.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about that, because a lot of people watching the video often say to me, Tom, who do I call? Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you're starting off, you don't have a lot of existing clients or pipeline.
Yep.
Who do you call and who does John call?
I guess especially if you're starting off, it's all just listed, just sold. If someone lists in your area, call the neighbours. So a lot of the basic stuff I think I've heard a lot of agents talk about. And really working on old fire books, past old fire books. I mean, there's some agents now offer that have started, which will go through other agents' old fire books if they're not using them. So, but mainly street calls, just listed calls, expireds, And just a lot of introduction calls as well to areas if I've got a new listing.
Okay, so just do the numbers. You're hearing a guy here that is writing 2.3 million and saying he's, most of his business has come from actually prospecting, just making calls, more on the phone than door knocking?
In my area, yeah. I do believe in door knocking. I think it's a good way to get face to face, but it depends on your area.
Right.
Probably the other key thing for me, it's all about presence. So I'm a big believer in the marketing. I'm a big believer in online. If you go on realestate.com at the moment, I sort of pride myself in sometimes making sure I've got at least 4 or 5 listings on the front page. I'm aiming for about 15 to 16 full pages in the Mossman Daily this week.
So you're a good marketer. I mean, if you're getting with page one, you're dominating with premieres. You've got to do premieres.
Everybody has premieres.
Premieres. So you've got to get good at getting money for premieres. You've got to be good at getting money for print in the Mossman Daily.
Yeah.
What makes you good at getting vendor paid advertising? Because you don't pay for it yourself.
I don't.
Right.
No.
So what makes you good at getting VPA?
Look, I guess if you sell it to the client, right, and you make them realise and understand, and you honestly believe it, because I honestly believe if I market the property correctly, that will give us the best opportunity to get the price. So, and I do believe if I cut corners or don't do advertising, I'm not doing the favours for the vendor and putting them in a worse position. So one, I actually believe it.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think when you do believe it and you sell it to them,
yeah.
I mean, over the years you pick up so many ways of selling the marketing and showing funnels, showing pyramids, all the graphs on how it all works. And you tend to find you sell that story and give them case studies and show them what's sold and what's working. Most of the time they're sort of happy to pay, I find.
Okay. Do you use the same type of presentation to every listing?
A little bit different. I sell everything. I mean, my cheapest ever sale, I think, is about $250,000. My most expensive is about $16 million. So I sell everything all the way through.
Right.
So it depends on that. The upper end's a little bit different. It's tailored a bit more of an international approach, where obviously under $2 million, it's a bit more local.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much the same process.
Same process. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of the things you're hearing about is... you're hearing about a guy that talks about, this is a prospecting machine. He spends 2 hours a day himself prospecting, plus has an assistant who more or less is a prospector that's doing 4 to 6 hours a day. So if I did the numbers, you're doing 10 hours a week. They're doing, on average, 20 hours, 20 or 30 hours a week. Five times, 20 to 30 hours a week. So, I mean, there's a lot of real estate agents here that are watching this at the moment that might not even be doing 3 hours of prospecting a week. And what we're saying is you run 10, 15 listings at a particular time?
I do, yeah. It's busier now, especially in my area. But at the moment, I'm running about 15 listings.
Okay. You go up against some pretty quality agents in Mossman, and you've only been around for 5 years.
Yeah.
What are your 3 biggest advantages you think that you bring to the table at a listing presentation?
Youth is probably one of them.
Yeah.
I'm probably the younger kid on the block, and that probably comes with a bit more enthusiasm and hunger and keenness. When I started working in Mossman, I mean, I've always worked in that area, but started to do the upper end. A lot of the agents have been around for 20 or 30 years. And I used to think there must be something almost like the Great and Powerful Oz. I always had that saying, but once you get there and you pull the curtain behind, it's put you a little old guy on the organ.
Yeah.
Doing a one-man band, you kind of go, well, is that all it is? So once I got an understanding of that, I sort of studied them a little bit more and worked out what they weren't doing. For me, it's really service. This day and age, people are on the phone, they call you, they want a response. It's all about service. So when I'm up against, I guess, a couple of other agents, I'm probably a bit more complacent. I make sure everything I do from start to finish is really servicing. And so by the time I go to the appraisal to them making the decision, I've probably made about 5 contact points with them.
Right.
As soon as the pre-list kit is, I mean, as soon as they call us, we drop a pre-list kit within a couple of hours. And I use the new videos. I think they're amazing. We're lucky to have them. McGrath magazine, the video.
Your response time is pretty quick.
Yeah, it's all about service. Everyone now, you can get on, obviously get on iPhone, or everyone wants everything now. I know for myself too, if I make an inquiry on something, whether it's booking a restaurant or buying something online, if I get service straight back, I really enjoy that, I love it, and I'll do repeat business with that.
Please listen, guys and girls, we are in the speed economy. People highly value response times. Everyone wants the far shorter version of everything they're being trained from other industries. Mm-hmm. That's the way that good business is done. And what we're saying here, Michael is saying that he is so good that they can't ignore him, and that's how he is able to overcome agents that have got history, which is 20 or 30 years history, some of those agents you operate against.
Yeah. So look, I'll find if I get a call and a pre-list gets dropped straight away within a couple of hours.
Pre-list is a box.
It's a box.
We have and what's
box.
In the box?
We have a McGrath magazine.
Yeah.
I have a little profile brochure which has all my sales. If you don't have that, you can just put offer sales on there. And we have a little video as well, which is a profile video that John does now as well.
Wow, okay. So then you go to the listing presentation. Do you think that the pre-list has given you...
It does. It's a big advantage. A lot of us, a lot of time when I turn up, they always comment on that. So, well, I was really impressed by this. So they get the pre-list kit. They get a confirmation call that morning just to confirm the appointment. Once they left, they get a card in the letterbox. And then we also, that afternoon, my PA will drop down a glasshouse candle, just especially if it's a female. Or the wife, and just say, look, thank you for inviting us through your beautiful home. We look forward to...
How much does a candle cost?
We buy them in bulk, so it's about $12, $15.
Right.
So 90% of my listings will get a candle, just saying thank you for inviting us. We appreciate it.
So it's just a little...
See those little glasshouse candles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, and that's hand-delivered?
Yeah, hand-delivered.
With a card?
Yeah, usually the day after.
Who drops that over?
One of my PAs.
Okay, and then can I ask you, what's the stay in touch strategy after that with these people?
Yeah, look, if they're not doing something straight away, again, depend. If they're doing something 30 days, it's a weekly call. If they're doing anything in 3 to 6 months, it's probably a monthly call. Anything longer than that, it's probably 3 to 6 months. But I do send them out at McGrath magazine every month or two. If they are keeping an eye on the market, as soon as I do an appraisal, we'll go back and send them an alert within 24 hours of what they're actually looking for. And if I list anything in the radius or very similar to their property, they'll get a call and I'll invite them to the open.
Right. Mm. Okay. Are open for inspections a major source of listings for you?
Yeah. Well, I guess when you get in the higher end, you get less numbers, so you've got less people to work with. But I think that for any agent, if you've got an open, that's a gold mine that people are looking
for. When do you and your team call open house people back?
On Mondays. Yeah. We're starting to try and do some things on Saturday afternoon, so right. We don't get back to about 4 o'clock, so we're going to start doing just a couple of hours, maybe the hot buyers or contract takers on Saturdays, and then we spend all Monday in the office.
Okay. I want to ask you, Michael, I mean, this is an inspiring story, because I don't know what your history is. I don't know where you come from, because that doesn't really matter. It's where you're heading, and this guy has shown you a trail of going from 150 to 2.3 million, I want to ask you, Michael, what are the three biggest tips that you can give to the viewers that are watching to take their business to the next level?
Number one would definitely be have a great team around you. Surround yourself by people
the team that you hire,
yep.
Plus people that you...
Team that you hire, and you want to associate yourself with an agent that's got the same mindset and going somewhere. It's easy to, I guess, there's some amazing agents in the industry, but there's also quite a few that probably aren't going 100 miles an hour and very complacent.
So do you associate yourself with the good ones?
I do. I try to. Obviously, if I, like, for example, Peter Chauncey, Piers Van Hamburg, Ben Collier.
They're all top 10.
Top 10. And if I ever need anything, they would have a coffee with me straight away. They're great guys. I try and speak to them and see what they're doing. Sit down with Pete and say, well, how did you write 3 million? What do I need to do? That's come back to me now, focusing more on my numbers rather than my GCI. So it's all about surrounding yourself by people that are successful.
Okay.
But a great team or a support team. I mean, my three staff are amazing. I'm pretty lucky to have them. We enjoy ourselves. They're committed to the job. They do work hard, but it's important too that we all enjoy ourselves at the same time and have a bit of balance in life.
Okay, a couple of things that Michael, I just want to touch on there. Chances are you're making the money of your 5 closest agents that you talk to regularly, and divide that by 5, that's what you're making. You will more or less mend yourself to the kind of people that you lend your mind to. And what Michael is saying is he's going off to other performers that are writing 3 million, 2.5 million, and sort of hanging out, asking them questions, learning from them, because you're going to learn a lot more from someone that's writing more business than someone that's riding no business. Mm-hmm. You're going to play better tennis if you're playing someone better than you, mm-hmm. right? Correct. There's a good learning there. I want to, so you talk about surrounding yourself with good people, having a great team, other things?
Probably one of the other things too is, it's really changed for me the last 2 years, is just not making excuses, not blaming the market, not blaming vendors wanting not paying marketing or commission. I think it's all just no excuses. If you really want it, you'll achieve it. And it's more if there's an issue or there's a problem, you don't complain about it, you work out, well, what do I need to do? At the moment in Mossman, the market has slowed for a little bit in the upper end. And probably the last few weeks, I've been going, okay, well, the market's slowing. It's just the way it is. And I sat down with Casey Michael, one of our trainers, a few days ago, and just completely changed my mindset. Said, look, don't let the market control you. You need to control the market. And we pushed a lot of properties in the upper end into auctions. We had price reductions. We pushed more marketing. And within probably 5 or 6 days, all these properties, we've been a little bit slow. Most of them have contracts out on. I'm exchanging on one in the next couple of days at 4.6, which I got offered and accepted yesterday. So it's really, don't make excuses. You need to just put plans in place to get results. Or put plans in place to improve you as an agent.
Okay, if you're watching, please listen very carefully, and you know this is the truth. If you want something, you find a way. If you don't, you find an excuse, full stop. And what Michael is saying is he got clear about eliminating excuses.
Correct.
And get clear about what you want. You must, are you goal-driven?
I'm goal-driven. Yeah.
So what? Yeah.
I never used to be, but I guess, and I've even heard you say, Tom, that you don't really know where you're going if you don't have a plan.
Yeah.
So
you've got a plan.
I've got a plan. I've got goals. I'm a big believer. I spend probably about 10 or 15 minutes a day. A couple of things. Just I sort of stop, and have a little bit of gratitude, what I'm grateful for, and also what I want out of the day. So I'll plan some daily goals. I've got some weekly goals, obviously, and I've got my big goals as well. And I do review. I've got a little goal book. Actually, my team's all got the goal books now as well.
Right.
And we've got, you buy it at the news agency, it's just got goals and monthly goals. And we've just written down some personal goals and business goals. And I take that in my car. So I'm never feeling a little bit flat. I open it up, read what my goals are. One of the goals was to have a beautiful honeymoon, which I'm doing it. I'm doing New York, Paris, and Italy with my wife at the end of the year. I'm trying to get a little charity going and a fundraiser to open up an orphanage in Fiji, which is just something I've been dreaming about for years. So you look at them on a daily basis, and you kind of have a purpose every day. Every time I'm flat, I look at the goal book and just sort of reminds me what I want.
Takeaway point, go buy one. Today's the day. If you watch this video and it's 10 o'clock at night, all right, you've got an excuse. You can do it tomorrow, right? But otherwise, if you're watching this now, go buy a goal book. I'm not saying writing things down going to mean they're going to happen, but writing things down and looking at them is your advertising to yourself, a preview of your life's coming highlights. And that's a good thing, because sometimes you forget, why am I doing all of this, you know? And I reckon what happens, Michael, is when you look at it, it reminds you of why you started in the first place.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
On day one in real estate, what advice would you be giving Michael Coombs now that you've had this good run?
I'd probably be saying believe in yourself and back yourself 100%. So probably times in my career where I've been a little bit slow, it's probably because of its lack of confidence, lack of belief. And that kind of, when you do that, you kind of have lack of drive. So I think it's really, it would just be believe in yourself and everything you want to do, back yourself 100%. Because if you ask me where I was 10 years ago, I wouldn't even dream of being where I am today with McGrath and living the life I'm living, having the income that I've got.
It's a dream run, isn't it? It's a dream. The guy that was landscaping, that did very average at final average year at school.
Yeah, I was a bit more of a social person rather than a smart person at school.
But you're using these social skills today to help buyers and sellers come together and provide a good living for a good team of three people that work for you and be one of Australia's top real estate agents at the level that you're riding. Mm-hmm. You've got to be grateful, eh?
Very grateful, very grateful. And as I said, every morning I drive by, I'm grateful that I live right down in Manly Beach, so I drive along, if it's a beautiful sunrise, I'll stop and just take it in for a moment. I think having gratitude and having goals and believing in yourself is probably the key.
Well, it's very, very refreshing to know that 100% you can be successful in real estate, be healthy, be happy, you're ticking all the boxes, mate.
Yeah, health is important. That's another thing. I'm up early. I'm up at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Yeah,
up at 5 a.m. club. Yeah. So I'm up at 5. I'm at the gym. I'm surfing. I'm swimming. I eat very healthy.
So you're health conscious.
Very health conscious. Like a Sunday for me will be a morning jog, an ocean swim, or a swim down the beach. I mean, I'm always eating my vegetables and greens and my juices.
Guys and girls, you're going to hear a lot more of Michael Coombs, because this guy here is going fast and he's going places. Young, good looking, happy, grateful. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Tom. A pleasure. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers.